Radio. I'm David Gibson, and today's show is on the sound of love. We're going to go through the notes of love, the frequencies of love, the pitches of love, and also the sounds of love, the instrument sounds that are commonly used for love, and then musical intervals and the music of love. Our intention is that you might be able to access love and the frequency of love at any time. Before we get started, though, let me show you some things we're doing at the Institute. So the next open house is Sunday, August 27th from 1 to 5 p.m. And it's all about how sound works physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. And we put people on sound tables and do a lot of heart-opening meditations. So if you're in the area, come on down. If not, fly on in. All right. And then tonight, if you happen to be around, we have the sound bath with Nicola Bufa, Source Field Sound, from 6 to 7:30 tonight. There's still room if you want to make it. And then next weekend, Friday, August 11th, we have the gong bath with Wayne Marto in Sausalito. We have our next certificate program coming up September 5th at the Institute in Sausalito. It's half at the Institute, half online. And it's all about how sound works physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. And it's also about how to open up your own practice, do sound baths, and make a career out of this. We also have the same program completely online, and that's starting this week coming up. And you can actually join just about every week because we are doing ongoing enrollment. And it works really well online. So that's at Sound Healing. You can find everything at soundhealingcenter.com. We have our recording program, which is completely different than the Sound Healing program, coming up starting September 12th. And it's all about recording, mixing, and producing with a digital audio workstation. And it's really effective. It's you'll definitely know how to record and produce and mix. We also have our next voice analysis software training. It's actually now in October if you wanted to buy the software. Also, you can also check out the center here. We've got all of our classes listed at soundhealingcenter.com, the store with over 400 products and crystal bowls, Tibetan bowls, tuning forks, hundreds of CDs, CD downloads as well, of course, and then also all of our, my books and such. The Sound Therapy Center has a full range of treatments you can check out, and we have our online Sound Treatment Center at soundtreatmentcenter.com that's just about to launch in about 2 weeks. And if you want to be a practitioner, you can sign up and get paid, or if you want to get treatments, we'll be ready in about 2 weeks. But as a practitioner, you could actually sign up right now. And then we have the Sound Healing Research Foundation with over 800 doctors and sound therapists working to figure out how sound works for every issue, every mental, emotional, and physical issue. And that's at medicalsoundassociation.com. And then we also have the Sound Education Association for the kids, and we're getting major grants to take this into governments and countries around the world. So if you're interested, you can join at soundeducationcenter.com. So those are the things we have. You can find everything at soundhealingcenter.com. Okay. So today what we're talking about is the sound of love. Okay. So with the sound of love, we could start just by sending the sound of love to each other. So send the sound of love to everybody on the planet. No use fooling around, right? Okay, any sound, you can't do it wrong. And listen for their hearts responding. Ooh. Now send the sound of love to Source and listen for the unconditional love, universal love coming back. Now send the sound of love to the earth and listen for it responding. Ooh, yee, now send that sound of love to your own heart. Yes. You can also, besides sending and receiving love, you can also just be love, right? We are love. Every cell of our body is love. Every part of our being, our soul, is love. So just be love and make the sound of that. Now, how big is your field? Check it out. Is it right around your body, 3 feet, 6 feet, the whole room? Expand your field so it encompasses the whole planet. Now, even further, the whole universe. Now, make the sound of being love. Ooh. Nice. Which you like better, sending, receiving, or being? They're all perfect. If you're doing love, it's always perfect. Can't do love wrong. Right. When it comes to love, a lot of people talk about the actual frequency or note of love. Leonard Horowitz said in the beginning that 528 hertz is the frequency of love. He now admits there's no research behind that. So if a lot of people have abandoned that, even though a lot of people still haven't got the word, and there's a big field of love that a lot of people have created, even if that has nothing to do with love, by resonating love at that frequency. And that's like about here. Try this. Hey. Now a lot of people are reverting to 432 hertz for love, which is about here. They say that's the heart meridian, although I haven't seen any data to really prove that, but it could be true. It could totally be true. And a lot of people are using 432 to resonate love. When I was in Egypt, we were toning the resonant frequency of the chambers. At a certain point, the whole ceiling opened up and love poured into our hearts. And at that point, I heard, which is about 200 hertz. But what I've learned is that most people have their own frequency and note of love. And it's pretty easy to find. First of all, let's do this. Bring love into your heart now. Feel it completely. And then listen for a note or frequency. You don't have to know what it is. Just listen and go up and down with in your head silently. Go up and down and find a frequency or note that matches this energy of love in your heart. Okay? Feel the love first. And then try it. Here's what I get. There's an app called N-Track Tuner, N-Track Tuner, that will tell you what note and frequency that is. That's very cool to know your note of love, right? I mean, a lot of people say that the note is F, the heart chakra, right? But when people are given, commonly I have people play crystal balls or listen to the different notes, and I say, which one is opens your heart the most? And people rarely choose F. It's all over the place. People are all over the place, right? So again, I think everybody's got their own frequency and note of love. Maybe there's a note of love out there in the universe that is really important, that is the cosmic energy of love. And maybe that's D, some people say. You know, I would guess the D, but who knows for sure? It's just best to find your own and resonate that. There's another note of love that's really quite different. That is your voice note of love. You know, when we speak, everybody sings when they speak. Some people sing really interesting songs, right? But you're totally singing in a certain key when you speak. And what I've learned is that people go to the home note of the key of their voice when they express love. Let me demonstrate. I really love my kitty. I love my kitty. That's the note. Kitty. That's the home note of my voice. If I went, I really love my kitty. I really love my kitty. You'd go, what's wrong with your kitty? Right? But when I go to the home note, I love my kitty. Some people go to the musical fifth, which is, I love my kitty. I love my kitty. Right? But then a lot of people go to the home note. A lot of people express sincerity with the home note of the key of their voice as well. But the cool thing is about more people sing in the key of D on this planet than any other note. It's known that if you want to acquire to be able to sing the easiest, you have the song in the key of D. It's just a little bell curve, right? It's not huge, but that means more people are expressing love in the key of D than in any other note on this planet. So that's why I say likely maybe D is the main note of love on our planet. Right? Who knows anything for sure around here? I think the most important, though, is to be able to find not only your note of your heart that we just found, but also the note of love for your voice. And the way you do it is it's the easiest note to tone, any vowel. So choose any vowel and go up and down until you find the note that is the easiest to make. It's the one that takes the least amount of energy to make out loud. Let me demonstrate. I'll find it for myself. There it is. That one really takes very little energy. Ooh. I could do that forever because it takes so little energy. Ooh. I love my kitty. Right? Exact same. Right? So there's two different notes here. One is the note of your heart that we found in your head. Right? And then the note of your voice. And that's a different note of love. So those are really cool notes, especially the note of your voice is really good in case you ever want to get a crystal bowl, or if you just want to do toning. It's always best to sing in the home note of your key of your voice because you can do it the longest without getting tired, and it's the most comfortable and peaceful for you. Okay. So those are a couple of the notes of love. Now there's also all the different timbres of love. We can look at the frequency, the pitches, the timbres, the intervals, music. Timbres are the different vowels and consonants, but let's first of all look at the different instruments. The harp is the one that's known as the main instrument of love because it's got a really warm sound. Sansula, which is a little little kalimba has really soft sound as well. A lot of people love the cello for love because it's got a low frequency. Crystal bowls, especially the alchemy bowls of the pink or gold. I like 24 karat gold. So you can base it on the crystals as to what crystals open your heart or what colors of the bowl, right? As well as the note or the actual octave. And then there's the hung drum or the rav drum, which has really soft sound because you're hitting it with your hand. And then the string section I like because when we make the sound of love, we're doing a sustained note. And string section is a sustained note. That's very cool. Okay. So those are the instruments of love. There are also the syllables. We'll go over those in another talk, though. We normally use ah, hu, u, om, hung, ner, or m. Right, those are fun to play with. But there's also the actual musical intervals of love. The musical intervals of love are the main ones that people use for love songs is the minor third. Let's see if I can do it. Hey, ooh. A little bit sad, right? Hey, ooh. Right? They also use, and that's descending, going down instead of going up. Sometimes they use the minor third going up. Hey, right? Because it's a little bit sad also. Then there's the minor sixth. Hey, hey. Not used in some love songs as much, but it is definitely used in love songs. So those are the musical intervals of love. Then we have the music of love. The interesting thing about the music of love is that 90% or more of love songs are actually in a minor key. A minor key is totally, universally expressed as or seen as sadness, right? So it's interesting. Why are we using sadness to express love? I mean, if I do love, it's not sad. Ooh, it's not sad at all. But we use sadness, right? That's interesting. So here's what I think. Love does not exist in the head. We can talk about, think about love all day and never, ever feel it. Love is in the emotional body. And sadness brings us, drops us down into the emotional body. And that's really cool. Where love is. So I see sadness as a portal to love. What's interesting is when you take sadness into a power, huge amount of power, like woo, I mean really powerfully, it's no longer sad. It's empowering. So I want to play a song that is the main song of love, at least in the United States, and that's Pachelbel Canet. We have our instructor Sylvina singing on top of it. It's in a major key, but it has a lot of minor intervals in it, where it goes, hoo, 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 getting a little sad, hoo. Then it starts going back up, a little happier, hoo, 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 hoo. Right? It's like a circle of going into sadness and back up to happiness. It's a really beautiful circle. Right? So she gets very powerful. So I want to play this and have you tune in to as much love as possible. Right? Feel it completely while listening here.
Thank you.
Nice. Nice. It's interesting to think of all the different songs of love that you like. One of my favorites is actually a song by Deva Premal and Mitten, which is So Much Magnificence, which is actually Pachelbel Canon. It's unbelievable, right? Also, like all of the songs by Sanatan Kaur, a lot of songs by Deva Premal as well. Some people like Ave Maria, right? But one of my favorites here is Unconditional Love That I Did. This song is completely done with the intention of holding love the entire time I was recording it. So I'm just going to play the last 20 minutes of this. This is my song, Unconditional Love. Enjoy.
Thank you.
So our intention again is that you may express and feel love completely and add it to the universal love energy on this planet. Hold that energy for the rest of the weekend, for the week ahead, weeks ahead, months ahead, years ahead, and lifetimes.